going to be able to work the works that God would have us to do. 6:59, the Sounds of Praise time. Let's continue. Ricky Dillard and New G with great advice. Stay with God here on Sounds of Praise.
Yeah. in with Jesus.
The background, we have Trinity 5-7 and the song's entitled I'm Still Holding On. Just heard from my good friend Michelle of Medford, and we're sending this one out to you. You got to continue to hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ and let him do his work in his time. There's a message in the music.
Each day, there were many that started out with me, but now they've gone astray. But I'm still holding on. His hand.
11 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on Sounds of Praise, Trinity 5-7 with I'm Still Holding On. Sent that one out to Michelle of Medford. Yes, no matter what your situation is, as long as you keep holding on to God, He's promised you His victory. And so therefore, only when we give up, only when we quit, only when we turn our back on Him will we be defeated. It may seem like we're defeated already, but no, as long as God is in control, and He's controlling everything. He holds the whole world together. So if He can hold the whole world together, He can keep us in our various tests and trials of life. And so therefore, let's just continue to trust and allow Him to work His will in and through our life. One of my favorite verses in the Bible, in Proverbs, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding," because, you know, we don't understand everything. "But in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path." And so, therefore, as long as He's going to continue to guide and direct us, we know that we're going to have His victory. 7:13 here on Sounds of Praise. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer very shortly. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, the number to call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. And if you remember the Bible, when Moses led Israel out of Egypt, he brought them to the Red Sea. And all of a sudden, when they looked around, Pharaoh and his army were coming after them, and they had the sea in front of them, and they thought they were defeated. And so often that's the way it looks like us, looks to us in our various tests and trials. It looks like we are defeated. We hear bad news from the doctor, or we don't have enough money at the end of the month to pay all the bills, or people are doing bad things to us. Just like Israel, they were caught, the Red Sea's in front of them, and Pharaoh and his army are coming after them. But God says, "Stretch forth your hand," said to Moses, "stretch forth your hand with the rod in it, and this day you will see the salvation of the Lord." And what happened? The Red Sea opened up. Israel went through on dry ground, and when they got over on the other side, Pharaoh and his army, in the middle of the Red Sea, God says, "Stretch forth your rod again, Moses." And that was the end of Pharaoh and his army as the waters engulfed them. That's what God's going to do to the enemies that attacked us, whether it's a healing in our bodies that we need, or whether it's the finances, or if we need special friends, or whatever we're looking for, deliverance from smoking, or a companion for our life. God says, "Stretch forth in faith and trust in Him, and He will bring us the victory that we are looking for." And here's another song we're going to send out to all those who are going through tests and trials. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, along with Ty Tribbett. And even though it may not seem like we have victory, we are victorious in the Lord Jesus Christ, as long as our faith remains centered on Him.
We are victorious, we are victorious, nothing can conquer us, we are victorious.
We are victorious, we are victorious, nothing can conquer us, we are victorious.
Yeah.
We are victorious.
If you're victorious, put your hands together.
which always causes us to triumph. That means he makes me win. So that means I am
victorious. Yes.
And you are
victorious.
And we are
victorious.
We are.
We are.
We are.
We are.
We are.
We are. Victorious.
Lift your hands up.
Victorious.
Raise your voices
up. Victorious.
Hey.
We are.
We are.
We are.
We are.
Victorious.
Come on.
Yeah. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Ty Tribbett, and the McClurkin Project with We Are Victorious. Amen. So what we see and what we hear and all the other negative things out there that may say, no, you're defeated. God is saying, no. We are victorious through Jesus Christ the Lord. 7:20 here on Sounds of Praise, and it's time for us to go before the Lord in prayer. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, the number to call, 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we lift up the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 617-627-3800. Tamala Mann, leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry with Take Me to the King. You know I love that song, don't you? And she's going to be followed by Timony Figueroa and Pray here on Sounds of Praise.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray, what's left to do?
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to. Bring my heart's torn in pieces.
It's 7:31. This is the When You Pray, When You Pray segment of the ministry. We are praying for Michelle of Medford for victory over smoking and other physical and also psychological problems, and that God will provide the companionship that she is looking for. Michelle of Medford, victory over smoking, physical and psychological problems, and God will provide the companion that she's looking for. We're praying for the children in Brazil and other places who have been infected by this Zika, as a mosquito-borne virus, and it's so debilitating that the children aren't living that long, and I guess everybody's upset because until recently, no one knew anything about it, and supposedly the World Health Organization was supposed to be monitoring it and informing people. Right now, it's in the it's in Africa and other southern areas of South America and the Caribbean, and people have been traveling there and were not warned, and so therefore we don't know how devastating or how far-reaching this situation is going to be, especially difficult for pregnant women. Okay, we're also praying for the people of Flint, Michigan, that God would deliver them from the lead poisoning situation that's going on with the impure water that has been pumped into their houses for nearly 2 years before anything has been. And really, right at this point in time, far as I know, nothing is being done, hoping that it would just clear itself up. But we have to wait and see what's happening there. We're praying for the camps. They're good friends of mine. They've closed their business, and they're moving to Georgia where they can take care of their elderly parents. And we're praying that God's going to minister powerfully in their behalf. The camps closing their business and moving to Georgia to take care of their elderly parents. We're praying for E. E has been hampered by liver problems. We're praying that God's going to deliver E, who's been hampered by liver problems. Then there's T and G. They're being baptized today. And I was going to play a song by Fred Hammond. I don't know if I brought it with me. Oh, yes, I did. So we're going to play that for them. T and G, they're going to be baptized today. So we're going to play a little bit later on in the program Fred Hammond's version of Take Me to the Water. And then we're also praying for A.W. A.W. is recovering from pneumonia. A.W. who's recovering from pneumonia. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning, and there's so many different problems and situations that are confronting us. But we know that you are there, and you're the source of our strength. You're the source of our joy. And so, therefore, we're placing our faith and our trust in you. No matter what the situation may seem to be, how dangerous and destructive it may seem, we know that you are our protector. You're the same one who entered into the fiery furnace with the three Hebrew boys. And you're the same one who was with Daniel in the lion's den. You haven't changed. You haven't lost your ability. And so therefore, Lord, we're trusting you to work in our behalf as you work in the behalf of those who placed their faith and trust in you in years gone by. And so we bring Michelle of Medford before you right now. Pray, O Lord, you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Give her victory over smoking, other physical and psychological problems, and that you will supply the companionship that she's looking for, Lord, in these days. We pray, O God, that you, who can do all things, will work powerfully in her behalf. And may she realize she continues to go to church and continues to trust and put her faith and confidence in you, that you're able to work great and mighty things and accomplish great and mighty things in her behalf. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for the children around the world who have been impacted by the Zika-borne virus, mosquito-borne virus, we pray, O Lord, you would touch these little children, Lord, and give them deliverance. What the medicine and science and the people who are supposed to be monitoring these things cannot accomplish, we pray that you would accomplish, because we know there's nothing too hard for you. So we're thanking you, Lord, for how you're going to deliver these individuals and the parents who are wondering and worrying about their children. We pray, oh God, you will provide the deliverance that you alone can give. We know that the Olympics are going to take place in Brazil, where this outbreak is very prevalent right now. And we pray, oh Lord, those who are committed to going there, that you will be with them as well and provide the deliverance and the victory that you alone can give. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we bring before you, Lord, the people of Flint, Michigan, more than 100,000 people, I'm told, living in that area of the country, Lord, where they've been subjected to impure water with lead contamination for more than 2 years. And even right now, it seems like there is no answer coming from the local government. But we know, Lord, that you have the answer. So we're placing them in your hands. We pray that the children who've been ingesting this leaded water would not have any negative effects in their lives or damaging effects in their lives, and that they'd be able to grow and accomplish all the things that you have in store for them. And we pray, Lord, that this situation will be resolved, Lord, to the honor, glory, and praise of your name, so that many who have been infected and who have high lead levels in their blood, Lord, might be have them dissipated, so that they may be able to give you thanks and praise for all that you've accomplished. In Jesus' blessed name we pray, amen. And for my friends, the camps who are closing their business and moving to Georgia to take care of their parents, Father, we pray, oh Lord, you administer powerfully in their behalf. May the closing of their business, Lord, not impact them negatively, but may they be able to continue on, Lord, to be progressive believers in you, even as they move to Georgia, where I believe they have other family members there, and also who will be able to help, Lord, with their parents, Lord, who are in need of their support. We pray, oh Lord, great and mighty things might happen, Lord, even through this situation, and that you continue to reward them for how they faithfully serve you, Lord, as they ran their business to your honor, glory, and praise. And may they be financially and physically and spiritually blessed as they continue to put their faith and trust in you. And thank you for victory in Jesus' name. Amen. And for E, who's suffering with liver problems, pray you would touch this individual, Lord, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the name of Jesus. We know that by your stripes we attain our healing. And we're claiming healing right now in Jesus' name in his behalf. And may he recognize it has been your touch, Lord, doing great and mighty things. And may he continue to live for you and serve you as never before. And because of his gratitude and his love for you, as you displayed your love and your healing touch for him, to him. And we praise you for victories in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for T and G, who are going to be baptized today, we pray, O Lord, you would minister in their lives. Lord, we thank you for how they've turned their lives over to you. We pray, O Lord, that great and mighty things might occur in their behalf, Lord, because of the surrender of themselves to you and the open testimony of their yieldedness to you and to your control. And we pray, O Lord, you would bless them mightily. And may they be tremendous witnesses and tremendous sources of blessing to other lives because of what they're receiving from your hand this day in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for A.W., who's recovering from pneumonia, Father, we pray you would touch your servant from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let healing virtue flow out in the name of Jesus. Pray you would raise him up, Lord, and strengthen him. Give him an even greater testimony of the healing he's received from your hand. And may the pneumonia have no further negative impact upon his life. And he continues to put his faith and trust and confidence in you. May you continue to use him in even greater ways in the days which are ahead. And we thank you for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 7:40 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial or on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And I want to let you know that I almost forgot. See, you miss one Sunday and you forget what you're supposed to be doing out here. I forgot. I haven't given the weather forecast. So here we go. Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise, weather update. It is 39 degrees outside our studio right now. Today, mild air will surge into the region around high pressure centered over the Atlantic. A high today, 46 to 51 degrees, 39 degrees outside our studio right now. It will remain above freezing through a few nights with a low tonight, 37 to 42 degrees. On Monday, clouds will increase as a cold front approaches. The front may cause a shower in the evening, then somewhat chillier air will move in at night. On Monday, the high will be 51 to 56 degrees. Can you believe it? In February? A low on Monday night will be 33 to 38 degrees. On Tuesday, while cooler than Monday, it will remain mild with plenty of sunshine. A very nice day for early February. A high on Tuesday, 45 to 50 degrees. Clouds will start to stream in at night with a low Tuesday night, 34 to 39 degrees. And on Wednesday, a stronger cold front will move in, pulling some unseasonably mild air into the area. A cold front's going to bring mild air. Okay, well, I don't know. That's what I'm not a meteorologist. I'm just reading what they say. High on Wednesday, 54 to 59 degrees. Rain will break out and last through much of the night on Wednesday with a low 34 to 39 degrees. That's the Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, I'll certainly pass it right along to you. And as I said, since T and G are getting baptized today, I'm going to play this song for them. From Fred Hammond, and this is Take Me to the Water here on Sounds of Praise.
You might as well understand. optimism. If you take a sip, I guarantee
you'll know this is it. Keep believing one time.
All right, everybody, let's take it to the bridge. One, two, sing. Get this water down in your soul. Lift you up and make you whole. With that other stuff, you're gonna thirst again. So open up your heart and let him in. I take a big sip or take a big gulp. More than enough, he's more than enough. Come on, take me, say it.
Take me to the water.
Take me to the water.
Take me to the water.
If you want that life that Jesus gives,
take me to the water.
Then let me hear you say, let me hear you say.
Another local artist here on Sounds of Praise, Leslie Seeley and Blessed Assurance.
Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation. Been born of his spirit. I've been washed and plunged in his blood. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Blessed echoes of mercy whispers of God's love. This is day long. Perfect submission. Looking above, I've been filled with His goodness, and I'm lost. I'm so lost in God's love. This is.
Make this a happy new year by giving a tax-deductible contribution to North Shore Christian School. You can give the gift of an education. A donation to our annual fund will help to close the gap between the cost of our programs and tuition and keep education accessible for our parents. You can give safety enhancements. $100 will purchase a fire blanket. $1,300 will purchase a defibrillator. 16 fully stocked first aid kits will cost $20 each. An outdoor surveillance system will cost $1,000. So you can give to help the educational process going on at the North Shore Christian School. And you can donate by contacting S. Archer at nschristian.org. Or you can call the North Shore Christian School at 781-599-2040. That's North Shore Christian School at nschristian.org. The contact person is S. Archer, northshorechristian.org. This message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. And if you wish to mail in your donation, you can write to North Shore Christian School, 26 Urban, URBAN Street in Lynn, Massachusetts.
Listen to this.
It's 7:57 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to put the wraps on this edition. Jay's here getting ready for another 1,000 points of light. So time for me to pack the bag and move out till next Sunday. Next Sunday, don't forget, we're going to be bringing you gospel with Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor. You don't want to miss that. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. We do it all over again. If by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.